Thursday, March 25th, President reversed his decision on canceling the California trip on the basis of strong recommendations of all the senior staff, who felt very definitely that he should go ahead with the plan. And I discussed this with him in some detail first thing in the morning. He waited until noon to decide and then agreed to go ahead and go on the basis of that recommendation, in spite of the fact that the weather's bad and he's not particularly pleased with the whole thought. He got into some further discussion on congressional relations, particularly the need to get a group of hardcore protagonists in the House and Senate. He feels we've got significant weaknesses in this area and we need to pull it together and start getting things organized with the hardcore group so the president sees them and so we overcome the sporadic nature of our efforts in this direction. He feels that the staff doesn't understand that we are in a continuous campaign and have to keep this effort going full tilt. That no one has any zing except Colson and they do nothing on it. That all our people do a good job of running the government, but not much of a job of selling it. And he doesn't want to dawdle along anymore on it. All of this arises mainly from Dominic's whining the other day, which really did disturb him. So now he's really pushing to get the surrogates going. He also expressed some concern about Rumsfeld, who keeps ducking assignments and doesn't seem to be willing to step up to any of the challenges the president puts to him. He made the point in musing over general schedule planning that maybe we should just scratch all the trivia on the schedule and only do the major things. This is a trend that comes up from time to time, and I think it's something that he does seriously consider as a possibility. His other point is that he feels we're reaching the end of the American era, that the SST failure and the lack of strong initiative to get up and accomplish things may really mean the end of the American era. He also asked me to talk to John Mitchell about the problem of the Vice President and J. Edgar Hoover. He's especially concerned about the VP on the basis that he may very well be a drag in the campaign, although he could also be an asset. Secondly, that he has a severe lack of judgment based on what he's doing in his remarks and attacks, etc. And third, that his natural friends like Dominic are turning against him and that this is an indication of a real potential problem. I discussed this with Mitchell, but we didn't come to any conclusions. We didn't try to. End of March 25th.